Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Nita Elizadeh, age 9, from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, writes, Dear Dr. Science, how come in tires and trucks they only have a spare tire? Why not a spare everything? Oh, P.S., is there a spare Dr. Science?
Good question. The fact is that both European and Japanese auto manufacturers do equip their vehicles with spare tires, transmissions, even engines. These are stolen before the cars reach the States. For some odd reason, the thieves only steal 3 of the 4 spare tires, and that's why we generally have 1 on cars sold here. As to your question about a spare Dr. Science, yes, there is one. Right now, he's a 9-year-old, one of a family of 16, living in a paper shack on the edge of Sao Paulo, Brazil. Fate will propel him towards the microphone in its good time. No use rushing these things. Not as long as my vocal cords still produce an unctuous baritone.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
He knows more than you do.
That's right.
Dr. Herkimer Cruikshank from Brighton, Michigan writes, Dear Dr. Science, when recent reports told of nuclear fusion having been accomplished at room temperature, we found ourselves pondering the undeniable question, where was Dr. Science?
I was here in my lab, poring over your collected ignorance. Fact is, I accomplished cold fusion as an undergraduate. Did it by accident. I was trying to come up with a non-spoilable mayonnaise. I had some heavy water, egg whites, vinegar, and lemon juice, as I recall. A car battery I had wired to 2 spoons, and I just added some salt to the mixture when it suddenly fused together in one big glob. There was a tremendous release of energy of all kinds, and it smelled bad, too. When I regained consciousness, I had nobody offering me the Nobel Prize. Just a big mess to clean up. But then I didn't have the entire state of Utah acting as a PR machine.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
Then you do.
That's right.
Dan Satterberg from Neosho, Missouri writes, Dear Dr. Science, the opening line of our beloved Star-Spangled Banner is, O say can you see by the Don Zerli light. Who is Don Zerli?
Don Zerli was a cousin of Richard Stans. You may recall Rich. He was the founder of our republic commemorated in the Pledge of Allegiance and to the Republic for Richard Stans. Mr. Zerli and Stans were the actual authors of the Declaration of Independence. Being Canadian citizens, they sold their work to Thomas Jefferson, who himself was a Jamaican. One of Jefferson's many inventions was the reggae beat, which he named after his chauffeur, Reggie. The Star-Spangled Banner was actually the first reggae tune, but that's another story.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.